Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa. Good to be here.
And as I mentioned, One Jax brought you to town last night for a talk on the UNF campus. Your book is fascinating, and it's a topic that will interest many. It's about your brother, who at the age of 60 decided to undergo gender reassignment and become a woman.
Right.
The title is My Brother, My Sister. What prompted you to write about this family experience?
Well, I wasn't going to, because about the third thing, he came to New York to tell my husband and me about this, and we were absolutely flabbergasted because there was no sign, no effeminacy, nothing in the past. He'd had one wife, he was married twice. So it was just a bombshell. About the third, of course, I asked him. I was very apprehensive, and I asked lots and lots of questions. But then, about the third thing, he says, "You've got to promise not to write about this."
So, you broke that promise.
I didn't break it. I stuck to it, but I did take notes, and I even had a title. About 5 minutes later, I had the title, but I couldn't write, so I kept notes. And then, when he became she changed her mind, and she wanted. She said, "I wished I'd had a similar book when this was happening to me." And she, by this time, she had met other transsexuals who were having a terrible time, and they didn't know how to dress, and their families were rejecting them, all of that. So at that point, she agreed and became, not only agreed that I could do it, but became involved. So a lot of the book is her words, and I think she's quite articulate about what she's going through.
And she's happy with it.
Ah, she is radiant. And this is a thing you don't know at the beginning. One of the reasons it's not just a shock, but the apprehension. First of all, there are dangers. And I think a lot of people, when they see transsexuals, that it kind of bothers them that they're... One shrink friend of mine, not knowing this was happening, she said she had a patient that was a transsexual, and she saw her, and she was sort of shocked. In the waiting room, the woman was sort of big hands, big feet, and everything was matchy-matchy, you know, these sort of gloves and hat. And it's this kind of parody of femininity. But what really is happening is they're just trying as hard as they can to look like real women so that they won't be exposed, because it could be dangerous. So they have to think about appearance all the time.
Now, the book tells your sibling's story and your sibling's journey from man to woman, but it seems to me that it's also very much about what you went through and the path that you went on as a family member.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. First of all, I wanted the book to be for family members, because there have been other transsexual memoirs, but as far as I knew, nothing by a family member. And to sort of almost support them in this and have something they could read. So there was that. But it was also, I think Ellen said at the end of it that it was my transformation. I think when something huge happens, almost like having a baby, when you have a baby, you don't think you're maternal, and then suddenly you have a baby and you are. So I think I was had a lot of terror. You know, most I was happy that she was doing something she wanted to do. There was a joy. But even that, I didn't know how it was going to turn out. So you just don't know. And time and seeing her, just this picture of happiness, absolutely transformed me. So it really was my journey.
And not only that, you educate the reader about a topic that very few Americans understand, gender reassignment surgery, and just the whole process that a transgender person goes through when they come to this realization that they need to do this.
Well, I did. I took a chance with that, because other transsexual memoirs like Jan Morris and Jennifer Boylan really don't get into the nitty-gritty. And so you can sort of not think about it. And I think it is something that's hard for people to think about, just the whole idea that we are born male or female and that's mutable.
That's immutable,
exactly. So this is already challenging enough. Then how do you deal with them? Are they attractive or not attractive, and all of that? So I decided just, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. So I did. I did warn people, like, there's some images that may be disturbing, like they do on the nightly news, so you can avoid those parts. But I did want to tell. And I think part of the reason is to show what an ordeal it is and why it is not a choice. You know, we used to think homosexuality was a choice, and now we know it's not. You're born that way. And I think something similar is the case with transsexuals.
And even in the terminology that's used today, for example, just the acronym LGBT is fairly new.
It is
lesbian, new. Gay, bisexual, and transgender.
And they even have an I in there now sometimes that means intersex, which I think means sort of genital anomaly, birth anomalies. But, you know, I think it's great that they have an organization, but on the other hand, it tends to blur very different kinds of people and categories, because lesbians and gays have not, I mean, they've had enough problems of their own. They have not really aligned themselves with transsexuals, and transsexuals are the last to get, I mean, the anti-discrimination laws, for the most part, haven't reached them yet for housing and jobs. So they really are the outsiders of outsiders.
And so after your brother, and his name was Chivi.
Chivi, right.
Chivi. Yeah. After Chivi became Ellen, what is Ellen's life today?
Well, he told me when he came up to tell me the situation that he and his wife had bought this condo in a mountain community in Virginia, and he was going to go live there and then have a year of presenting as a woman before he had the final surgery. This is just one of the codes that you have to go through to make sure you're ready for it. And initially it was horrible, but now he's got all these friends and they only know her as a woman. They've never known him as a man. They think that she is just the quintessential Virginia lady and they adore her. And she loves the outside. She loves nature and she volunteers for the Nature Foundation and hikes and has, you know, she would like, she's now heterosexual. It would be nice to have a man. And if that doesn't happen, she's not going to, you know, it's not going to kill her. But she just has a radiant, wonderful life.
And it's a pleasure to speak with you. It's fascinating to speak with you. As I mentioned, it's a well-known name here in Jacksonville. You're the cousin of Jacksonville's Preston Haskell.
Yeah.
But of course, you've made quite a name for yourself in New York. So we do appreciate you spending a little time on our program today.
Well, I was delighted to be here. Thanks so much.
She's Molly Haskell, a noted New York film critic and author. Her new book is called My Brother, My Sister, Story of a Transformation. More about this on our website later today.